Unit 2. East China. Conversation 1. I've never had a hot sand bath before.
It feels good.
At the seashore, I think.
What about eastern Shandong? There is a long coast along that area. We can start from Qingdao.
Good. Qingdao beer and Laoshan mineral water are the world famous. Every year, many people make a tour there. It's a very beautiful city.
That's settled. After staying there for a couple of days, we can take a ship to Yantai. We'll spend a few days there, and from Yantai we can go to visit Penglai, Weihai, and Changdao.
Wonderful. I hope we will stay longer at the seashore. I really like swimming in the sea and relaxing at the beach.
Me too. That's why we have chosen a tour along the coast.
Conversation 2. When people talk about Suzhou, its uniqueness of gardens will often be their first topic.
You mean the gardens there are widely reputed?
Exactly. The humble administrator's garden, lingering garden, the master of nets garden, the garden of harmony are all world famous.
What's so special in the style that makes gardens in Suzhou different from any other gardens elsewhere?
It is the way by which ancient architects lay out things in the gardens that make them unique.
I know there are towers, terraces, trees, and ponds in the gardens.
Besides, gazebos, winding corridors, waterside pavilions, rockeries, and grottos are also standing side by side with them.
I'm really curious about how they were arranged. Chinese workmen were so creative that they made thousands or even more vistas in those tiny gardens.
Yes, their work is marvelous. And in Suzhou, there are other historical sites. The popular haunts are the Hanshan Temple, Tiger Hill, Gentle Ways Pavilion, and Lion Grove.
It will be a satisfying trip there, I believe.
So do I.
Conversation 3. I'm very excited that I can visit Hangzhou soon. I first got to know the name of this city in Su Dongbo's poem, which says, "Rain or sunshine, fog or snow, the West Lake in Hangzhou is serenely charming."
Yes. You know a lot about Chinese literature, don't you?
I'm doing some research on Chinese poetry.
Hangzhou has always been known as the earthly paradise.
Miss Lee, let's go to the West Lake first, okay?
No problem.
What a beautiful picture. It is a good time to jog along the Bai Causeway and the Su Causeway.
Here we are, the solitary hill. It's just like a green crown of the lake, isn't it?
You've got better imagination.
Thank you. Here is Fish Wonder of Hua Gang Crook, and over there you can see miles of lotus flowers dance in the breeze as the sunset glow fringes the clouds. So we call it Lotus in the Breeze near Chu Yuan Garden.
Could we take a boat trip on the West Lake?
Of course, that's a good idea. And you know what is three pools mirroring the moon exactly? There are three small stone pagodas rising from the lake. On the night of the moon festival, people place candles inside the pagodas. The reflections of the lights imitate the real moon.
So wonderful.
Yes, Hangzhou's tourist delight also include Lingyin Temple, in other words, Temple of Soul's Retreat, China Silk Museum, and China Tea Museum, and so on. Conversation 4. Here we are on the top of the Oriental Pearl TV Tower. We can not only have a bird's eye view of the whole city, but also have a glimpse of Shanghai's past and present.
My God, this view is really breathtaking.
Look at those boats that we saw a moment ago. They seem so small now.
Wu, I didn't quite catch that. How tall is this tower?
It is 468 meters high and is the world's third tallest TV tower, after only the 553-meter CN Tower of Toronto and the 535-meter Moscow TV Tower.
Miss Wu, why is this tower shaped like this, with all these globes?
The eight globes were designed in a special way to remind one of a Tang Dynasty poem that compares sounds played on a plucked instrument to a string of pearls dropping onto a jade plate.
Very romantic.
These globes are actually built for sightseeing, dining, and hotel accommodations. The 20-room space hotel is located in the five small balls between the two large globes. Each ball has a suite and three standard rooms on two levels, which are connected by a winding stairway.
It's really unbelievable.
If you look to the east, you can see the Yangpu Bridge, which is the longest cable-stayed suspension bridge in China. You can also see a lot of modern buildings not far from here in Lujiazui area. This is the 88-story Jinmao Building, and over there is the Shanghai Stock Exchange.
I think that soaring Jinmao Building can stand for Shanghai's economic boom.
I agree with you. Not only is it the tallest skyscraper in China, but also it represents the energy and determination of the people in Shanghai. The design of this gently tapered building embodies China's history and culture. Conversation 5. Mr. Ying, could you tell me the tourist highlights in Taiwan?
My pleasure. The most popular ones are the Sun and Moon Lake and Ali Mountains.
Oh, I know the Sun and Moon Lake was praised to be one of the 10 top scenic spots in China.
Really? But actually, it is really beautiful. It is also the largest freshwater lake in Taiwan.
Yeah, its name is elegant, too. Well, what about All Mountains?
Ali Mountains is the famous natural forest park and a summer resort as well.
If I could go to tour there in summer, that would be marvelous.
Sure. Its four most beautiful sceneries are Cloud Sea, Private Tree, Sunrising, and Cherry Blossom.
Conversation 6. What a breathtaking sight, isn't it?
Look, on your right is Tiandu Feng, one of the three main peaks of Huangshan, and is also the steepest. On the way up, you can see a cliff called Jiu Bei.
But I didn't quite catch what you said about it.
I said the cliff was called Jiu Bei, which means carp's backbone.
Oh, I see.
On your left is Lianhua Feng, or the Lotus Flower Peak, at a height of 1,860 meters. It's the highest peak of Huangshan. At its summits, a rock of only 6 meters across. Famous pine trees, such as the Flying Dragon and the Twin Dragons, are found there.
That sounds very interesting. Shall we climb up the highest peak first?
That's a good idea. Let's go.